All right, defensive end from Purdue, Ryan Kerrigan, is joining us now here on the Sports Animal. And Ryan, obviously a process, first time you're going to go through, only time you're going to go through a process like this with the NFL draft. Can you take me through the offseason so far for you? Senior Bowl, Combine, Pro Day, obviously now with the workouts and the visits. You know, what's it been like for you?
Well, it's been pretty hectic, that's for sure. Right after Christmas, I went out to California to start training for the Combine, and I was there all the way up until the Senior Bowl. I had the Senior Bowl, then a couple weeks later had the Combine, and then a couple weeks after that I had my Pro Day. So it's all happened really fast, and it's I'm still trying to get my head wrapped all around everything, and but it's been a really good process so far, and I'm really thankful for it.
Are you right now, with the Pro Day being over, I'm sure teams are contacting you about private workouts and visits. Are you getting a chance to travel the country, see a lot of different cities, being able to visit all these different teams?
I haven't yet, but I have a couple scheduled in the coming weeks, and I'm really looking forward to them. They're all great organizations, and I'm really blessed to have this opportunity.
Well, I know one question that I'm sure has been asked to you numerous times, whether it be at the Senior Bowl or the Combine, is, especially after coming from Purdue, with so many guys that, you know, you look back to Roosevelt Colvin and Sean Phillips and Ray Edwards, Anthony Spencer, guys that play defensive end but can also move outside and play outside linebacker, which are you a better fit? Are you a better fit as a defensive end or a better fit as an outside linebacker in a 3-4?
Well, I think I can play both. I obviously have experience as a 4-3 defensive end because that's what I ran in high school and that's what I ran at Purdue, but I feel like I have the athleticism and the speed to make the transition to 3-4 outside linebacker if need be. And whatever team wants me to do, I'm willing to do it.
Purdue defensive end Ryan Kerrigan joining us here on the Sports Animal. Obviously a target, I think, of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. How much interest have – you know, we don't have to give anything away, but how much interest has the Buccaneers shown in you?
Well, I mean, I won't get into – like you said, I won't talk about which teams I've met with or not, but I know the Buccaneers are a great organization. They're a team on the rise. They went 10-6 last season, and you know, it's really, really uncommon to hear of a team that goes 10-6 and doesn't make the playoffs. So that just shows how good the NFC South is, and you know, they're a really good organization. They got a great head coach in Raheem Morris, and you know, I've only heard good things about him.
Not about, I'm not asking you about visiting the Buccaneers per se, but have you ever had a chance in your past to come down and visit the city of Tampa before?
I have a couple times, actually. My my grandma owns a condo in St. Petersburg, so I've taken many vacations down there in summers past. So I'm definitely familiar with that area, and it's a really nice place.
And would you like living close to grandma?
I mean, that'd be pretty fun. But yeah, it's like she makes that just a couple times a year thing. You know, stay live up in Indiana with me as well.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ryan Kerrigan's joining us here on the Sports Animal, the commish with you. Purdue defensive end, obviously, I think a target of the Buccaneers with the 20th pick. We had a lot of fans are hoping that the Buccaneers grab you with that 20th pick. A couple submitted questions. You're all right answering some questions from some fans?
Absolutely.
All right, Trenton Giddens actually asked, how do you compare against other Big Ten defensive ends in this draft? When you look at, you know, maybe a guy like Adrian Claiborne at Iowa, you know, how do you compare with these different guys, not just maybe Big Ten defensive ends, but how about other defensive ends in this draft completely?
Well, I think I stack up very well against them. They're all phenomenal players, especially Adrian Claiborne. He's one of the best players that Iowa's ever had, and you know, they're all phenomenal players, but I think I stack up very well, and I think one thing that sets me apart is that I'm relentless, and that I've had career production, and I think the numbers speak for themselves, and I think I'm someone that's going to continue to work to get better in the years to come.
A couple of questions coming in through Twitter. This one is at Shooter 00100. Ryan, which current NFL defensive end do you think you compare to most right now?
I'd probably say a guy like a Kyle VandenBosch, someone who's a bigger guy that really brings in every play and that will make plays down the field as well as in the backfield.
Do you strive as a defensive end? This is a question for me now. do you strive as a defensive end in rushing the passer, stopping the run, or do you want to be as balanced as you can?
You want to be as balanced as you can because you don't want to just be a third down guy or someone that they want to stuff the run on first and second. You want to be out there for all three downs, and I think that's if you can do that, you're a very valuable asset to the team.
This next question, also coming from Twitter, at All Things Pats, a Patriots fan, obviously, wants to know what you need to work on most as you head into the NFL.
I think everything. I think just adjusting to the speed of the pro game will be a big thing. That was a huge adjustment coming in to college from high school, but also just a number of little things, you know, studying habits, getting more flexible, getting bigger and stronger, just everything that comes with making the transition from the college to the pro game.
Now, before I let you run, I want to get into your plans after draft day in a moment. But what's your plans for draft day? Are you going to watch the draft? I know there's been talk about the NFLPA encouraging players maybe not to go to the draft. What are your plans?
Well, my plans aren't set yet, but I'm probably going to be in West Lafayette, Indiana. I'm still not for sure yet on that, but I think that's the tentative plan, is to be here with my family and my close friends.
And after the draft, obviously with the lockout going on in the NFL, no secret there, have NFL teams talked to you about what's going to happen after the draft, that they can't talk to you? They're not going to be able to give you playbooks. They're not going to be able to have you go through practices. What's the plan for you once you're drafted by a team?
Well, with the lockout, it's something we can't control right now. I mean, obviously we hope there's something that they have a collective bargaining agreement in place by the time the draft is over so that we can go to our team and begin to get into the playbook and beginning to interact with our teammates. But, if it's not in place, I'm still going to be working out and still training to be in shape so that when the lockout is ended, that I'll be ready to go.
Ryan Kerrigan's a defensive end from Purdue, obviously a target for the Buccaneers with the 20th overall pick, and his grandma owns a condo in St. Petersburg. Seems like a match made in heaven, Ryan. Who knows? We might be talking to you on draft day as the newest member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Ryan, I appreciate your time, and try and enjoy the next month. I know it's going to be stressful, but once you get drafted, man, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, we got it. Thank you very much, Ryan Kerrigan, joining us here on the Sports Animal.